Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll wait another minute or two before we start.
Okay.
You liked that class last night.
Yes. I reread it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hope everything's fine.
Baruch Hashem, it is.
Baruch Hashem.
So we will begin.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
All right. Today is the 11th day of Nisan. We're connecting to the month of Shvat. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabri hu ishkinte bikhilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu. Liakta l'shem yud he bavalhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kodenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kodeneihu. The permutation for the Tetragrammaton for the month of Shvat is He Yud Vav He. And then the Echye, the name Echye, it's He Aleph Yud He. Hey yo ah hey hey ah yo hey 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 hey yo ah hey. The letters of the that created the month of Shabbat, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, which is the planet Saturn, and we discussed that yesterday. It's the only time that 2 months in a row are connected to the same letter. And the letter Tzadi, which created the astrological sign of Shabbat, which is Dali, the water carrier. The letters of the month have a gematria of 92, which relates to the unity of the physical and the spiritual worlds. We always speak of 91 as the unity between the physical and the spiritual. But when we add the kolel, because it's unified, we get to 92. So the numbers are not the same, but they're similar enough that the same energy applies. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. The letters of the month of Shvat is the Tzadi that created the astrological sign of Dali, the water carrier, and the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn. Hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey. Hey yo wah hey hey yo wah hey hey Hey, oh, ah, hey, hey, oh, ah, hey, hey, oh, ah, hey. The various relationships described in the Sefer Yetzirah that assists us in perceiving and creating unity between all things. The tribe is the tribe of Asher, and the name Asher means many things, but joyful is one of them. The sense is eating, but it's also the taste. And it's important to understand the difference between eating and taste. The taste is a spice. Eating can be bland, but with the taste, we get the spice, the pleasures. The controller is the stomach. But it's also the esophagus. And there's a relationship between the esophagus and the shofar. And you'll find that in the section of Pinchas in the Zohar. We'll now read the contribution of the tribe of Asher. I will be reading it from the Machan Mamre website, but it is also available on the handout itself. We're reading from verse 72 to 77. Yom Hashvte Asar Yom Nasi Livne Asher Pagiel Ben Achran. On the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Achran, the prince of the children of Asher. 73. Karbano karat kesef achat shloshim umeya mishkala mizrak echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh shenehem melim solet belula bashemen lemincha. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Seir izim echad lecha ta'at, one male of the goats for a sin offering. Ulzevah hashlamin bakar, shenayim elim. Chamisha atudim, chamisha b'kevasim, b'nei shana chamisha, ze karban pagli, pagiel, ben achran. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Achran. And the additional meditation? Adiel Ben Achron from the tribe of Asher, he would do away with good that had been muddied. Achron is the word for muddied in Hebrew. It had been muddied with uncertainty. In a place he was uncertain, if it is the will of Hashem, he will not accept it. So is it my little bitty will, or is it the will of Hashem? That is the question. How easy it is for us to lapse into thinking that both are the same. Guess what? They are not. And if you worship the former, you will violate the mitzvot of both one and two of the latter. That is the cool thing about mitzvot. If you do them with a pure heart, we can be assured of fulfilling Hashem's will, who also, we are told, does the mitzvot. In four short days' time, we will be deep into all of the mitzvot of the Seder. Now, this paragraph is a little different than what I teach, but not truly. It takes contemplation to understand that how they are the same. Because what I teach is, if it is your desire and it is pure, then it is the plan of creation. It is the will of Hashem. And here it says they're different. And they're different now because we still have the negative inclination that is not yet controlled. Now let us learn more about the names. Asher. Asher is a name for a man. Its origin is Hebrew. It means happy, happiness. And in the Bible, Jacob's eighth son, Asher, was promised a life blessed with abundance. But does abundance of physicality make someone happy? The blessing. His life will progressively get better. He will be happy and blessed and be of an optimistic nature. The word is Rosh, which is the head, the chief. Atid Tov is the phrase for a good future. And the Shoresh is Asher, which, that, to walk, to confirm, to certify, to approve, to make happy, to lead, and the name of a people, of a tribe, the name of a person. The energy verses for Asher. There are 68. We went over these verses yesterday. We went over them twice. So let's see. We will see what the seventh verse Elohim lo tikalel v'nasio b'yamcha lo ta'ir. Thou shalt not revile God, nor curse the ruler of thy people. the 8th verse, which is on the second page. Et kalia hachetzer et amidal et adonia et misaf seir hachetzer. The hangings of the court, the pillars thereof, and their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court. In the 9th verse, Et haminara hatahara et nertaya neret amareka et kokelia et shem ha shemen hameor. The pure candlestick, the lamps thereof, even the lamps to be set in order, and all the vessels thereof, and all the oil for the light. The name Pagiel. It's a name for a man. It's from the Hebrew is its origin, and the meaning is, I meet God. The word is yipaked, pakod. He commands. The phrase, El Noach ve'el banav, the God of Noach and the God of his children. The shoresh is pega, which means to plead, to entreat, to encounter, to meet, to injure, to hurt, to insult, to strike, a demon, the plague, the mishap. The energy verses. There is only one verse that starts with a pei and ends with a lamed in the Tanakh. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. Pen yitra tareya nafshi perak v'ein matzail. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zerantin and Malchut. Letters. We all know what 26 means. The gematria of the name of Hashem. The name Achran. It's a name for a man. Its origin is the Hebrew. It means disturbing. It means he's a troublemaker. The word is yachked, to command, to order, to count. The phrase hagev, hagaveya. The cup in his hand will be mine. The shoresh is akar, to befoul, to disturb, to make trouble, to roil. energy verses for Achron, there are 26 of them. Interesting, isn't it? Arod Achoticha Bet Avicha O Bet Bat Yamcha Moladat Bayit O Moldat Hutzlod Hagala Arotan. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of thy mother, whether born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. Amilach Yosheb Be'eretz HaNagev V'hachati V'haivosi V'haomri Yosheb Behar V'hakana'ani Yosheb Al Hayam V'al Yad Tiredem Yardan. Amalek dwells in the land of the south, and the Hittite and the Jebusite and the Amorite dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanite dwells by the sea and along the side by the side of the Jordan. Al kein yomer b'sefer mil tamat Hashem etz behav b'sofa b'et hanachalim arnon. Where it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, Vaheb in Sufa, in the valleys of Arnon. And the full name Pagiel ben Achron. There are four verses. Be'ami hakin be'am rakika be'el hashlat Bikolon. Order my footsteps by thy word, and let not my iniquity have dominion over me. Poteach et yadecha umashaveya lekol chai ratzon. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies every living thing with favor. It's a very famous verse. Poteach et yadecha umashvia lekol chai ratzon. And the third verse. Patach paich shafat tzedek v'dayin v'dayin ani v'aveyun. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. For the tribe of Asher, the contribution was dedicated to hint to Hashem's choice of Israel as his special treasure. And the bowl represents Israel as the vessel for the light of Hashem. Why was it 130 shekels? The bowl represents Israel. The 130 represents the nations who preceded Abraham. They are the 70 descendants of Noah and the 60 queens as revealed by King Solomon. These are the children of Keturah, Ishmael and his sons, Esau and his sons, and grandsons, a total of 60 as explained by the Midrash. The basin was 70 shekels. The basin is the word Mizrach, which alludes to Israel. And the 70 shekels allude to the 70 souls who went into Egypt with Jacob. The gold ladle of 10 shekels is the calf. And it's connected to the five books of Moses accepted by Israel as the Torah and held by a hand which has five fingers. It's hinting to the receiving of the Torah. Why is it 10 shekels for the ladle? 10 alludes to the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances. One young bull, as an ola, the burnt offering alludes to the crown of Torah, as one of the three crowns given by Hashem to Israel. One is an ola, one ram is an ola, and this alludes to the crown of the priesthood. And the sheep in the first year is an ola. And this alludes to the crown of kingship. So the three crowns are the crown of Torah, the crown of the priesthood, and the crown of the kingship. One male goat as a sin offering. This alludes to the crown of a good name. Two cattle, five rams, five he-goats, and five sheep in the first year. The two cattle were an allusion to the oral Torah and the written Torah. The three types of animals refer to the Kohen, the Levites, and the Israelites. And the 15 animals relate to the five books plus the Esser Dibrot. And as a reminder, it is recommended to give 13 coins in tzedakah today. Does anyone have any questions? You all have a beautiful day. We have two classes this afternoon, one at 4:30, which is a deeper Zohar class, and one at 7 p.m., which is a Tikkuni Zohar class. And tomorrow morning, we will connect to the 12th day of Nisan. And the month of Adar. Shalom to all. Bol tov.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Hello.
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 Are you still there?
Hello.